Question 1. You hear two neighbours talking about a new statue in their town.
Have you heard about the statue that was put up in the main square last week? People are calling for it to be taken down.
The money's been spent on it now, so that's unlikely to happen. In general, I'm not a fan of modern sculpture, but I went to see it at the weekend. Nobody can say it's unattractive to look at, but if you ask me what it's supposed to show, I'd have to say I've no idea.
Well, it's created such a debate, I shall have to go and have a look. Have you heard about the statue that was put up in the main square last week? People are calling for it to be taken down.
The money's been spent on it now, so that's unlikely to happen. In general, I'm not a fan of modern sculpture, but I went to see it at the weekend. Nobody can say it's unattractive to look at, but if you asked me what it's supposed to show, I'd have to say I've no idea.
Well, it's created such a debate, I shall have to go and have a look.
Question 2. You hear a music teacher talking about his job.
I'm not exaggerating when I say being a music teacher is a great job. I get to teach kids how to create music. I have lots of time off for a vacation, and the pay's not bad either. And I have the privilege of introducing young people to the music that means so much to me, and hopefully create a new generation of music lovers. That being said, it saddens me when I hear so many people say that our job is nothing but fun and games. They should try coming into one of my final year classes. They'd see how demanding the work is then. I'm not exaggerating when I say being a music teacher is a great job. I get to teach kids how to create music. I have lots of time off for a vacation, and the pay's not bad either. And I have the privilege of introducing young people to the music that means so much to me, and hopefully create a new generation of music lovers. That being said, it saddens me when I hear so many people say that our job is nothing but fun and games. They should try coming into one of my final year classes. They'd see how demanding the work is then.
Question 3. You hear two journalists talking about driverless cars.
I've just done a report on driverless cars.
Well, I do say that's what we'll all be using in the future.
I wouldn't want to go around the city in a driverless car, would you?
Of course. I'd love the chance to test one out.
You'd be in the minority, according to my research. People are worried about whether driverless cars would stop for other cars. And, more to the point, who'd be responsible if a driverless car bumped into another car?
That's something the government will have to create a whole new set of regulations about.
I couldn't agree more. And they'll have to start work on this soon. I've just done a report on driverless cars.
Well, I do say that's what we'll all be using in the future.
I wouldn't want to go around the city in a driverless car, would you?
Of course. I'd love the chance to test one out.
You'd be in the minority, according to my research. People are worried about whether driverless cars would stop for other cars. And, more to the point, who'd be responsible if a driverless car bumped into another car?
That's something the government will have to create a whole new set of regulations about.
I couldn't agree more. And they'll have to start work on this soon.
Question 4. You hear a doctor talking on the radio about colds.
It always surprises me how many patients still make appointments to see me when they're suffering from colds. Some public health messages have got through, and I'm hardly ever asked for antibiotics anymore. people understand they're not a cure for a cold. But I find myself having to give people advice about hand washing and the importance of staying away from others who have a cold in order to keep well. It's amazing how many times patients say they'd never heard that made a difference. But at least people seem to know that a diet rich in fruit and vegetables can help you to get over a cold more quickly. It always surprises me how many patients still make appointments to see me when they're suffering from colds. Some public health messages have got through, and I'm hardly ever asked for antibiotics anymore. People understand they're not a cure for a cold, but I find myself having to give people advice about hand washing and the importance of staying away from others who have a cold in order to keep well. It's amazing how many times patients say they'd never heard that made a difference. But at least people seem to know that a diet rich in fruit and vegetables can help you to get over a cold more quickly.
Question 5. You hear a brother and sister talking about a musical they have seen.
Did you enjoy that?
Yes. It's the third time I've seen this musical, and it was just as good as the first.
Ah, that's why you knew the words and were singing along to everything.
Well, I've had the CD for years, but I don't know all the words. I wouldn't compare myself to the main character, and I don't always understand the reasons for her behaviour, but the story's basically about friendship and family and what brings people together, things I care deeply about. I find it a really touching story.
Yes, it's quite emotional. Did you enjoy that?
Yes. It's the third time I've seen this musical, and it was just as good as the first.
Ah, that's why you knew the words and were singing along to everything.
Well, I've had the CD for years, but I don't know all the words. I wouldn't compare myself to the main character, and I don't always understand the reasons for her behaviour, but the story's basically about friendship and family and what brings people together, things I care deeply about. I find it a really touching story.
Yes, it's quite emotional.
Question 6. You hear a woman talking about horse riding.
I took up riding again recently after a break of more than 10 years. I'd had an accident while I was out running one day, and after that I didn't feel physically strong enough to control a horse and keep myself upright in the saddle. And then I got a really busy job and was away travelling a lot, and I just didn't go back to riding for ages. I'm so glad I have now, though, as I've got a fantastic social life out of it. I seem to have so much in common with the people I've met recently through riding. I took up riding again recently after a break of more than 10 years. I'd had an accident while I was out running one day, and after that I didn't feel physically strong enough to control a horse and keep myself upright in the saddle. And then I got a really busy job and was away travelling a lot, and I just didn't go back to riding for ages. I'm so glad I have now, though, as I've got a fantastic social life out of it. I seem to have so much in common with the people I've met recently through riding.
Question 7. You hear a customer complaining in a department store.
Can I help you?
Yes, I bought this sweater last week and wore it once, and it shrunk in the wash. I can hardly get it over my head, it's so small now. I followed the washing instructions properly.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Would you like to swap it for a new one?
Actually, I don't want another one, but I would like to buy something in your shoe section. Could you give me a credit note and I'll use that for some new trainers?
Well, I can give you your money back on the jumper. We don't do credit notes anymore, I'm afraid.
OK, that's fine.
Can I help you?
Yes, I bought this sweater last week and wore it once, and it shrunk in the wash. I can hardly get it over my head, it's so small now. I followed the washing instructions properly.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Would you like to swap it for a new one?
Actually, I don't want another one, but I would like to buy something in your shoe section. Could you give me a credit note and I'll use that for some new trainers?
Well, I can give you your money back on the jumper. We don't do credit notes anymore, I'm afraid.
OK, that's fine.
Question 8. You hear a food critic talking about a chef called Peter Tinney.
The award-winning chef Peter Tinney has just been voted Chef of the Year by the readers of Great Food magazine. Peter's been well known for his inventive approach to every dish he creates for the menu at his chain of fine dining outlets. His announcement that he plans to shut these in the new year and move on to become a presenter of food programmes on satellite TV has been met with disbelief by the public and food critics alike. But as Peter himself said, he wants to be able to give his full attention to his new project. This makes complete sense to me, even though the public will be disappointed. The award-winning chef Peter Tinney has just been voted Chef of the Year by the readers of Great Food magazine. Peter's been well known for his inventive approach to every dish he creates for the menu at his chain of fine dining outlets. His announcement that he plans to shut these in the new year and move on to become a presenter of food programmes on satellite TV has been met with disbelief by the public and food critics alike. But as Peter himself said, he wants to be able to give his full attention to his new project. This makes complete sense to me, even though the public will be disappointed.